Okay, so we're gonna try to finish our book, Junie B, First Grader Dumb Bunny. And last time we read, when we were at school, she was at Lucille's getting ready for the Easter egg hunt. And we're on chapter 5 now, the jelly bean game. Lucille's daddy clapped his loud hands together. Boys and girls, please find a seat at one of the picnic tables. Lunch will be served shortly, he called. I waited to see where Sheldon was going to sit. May waited too, because both of us had to keep track of that guy, of course. Only too bad for me, because as soon as Sheldon picked a table, Lucille sat down next to him. And vroom, May slid in on the other side, and I got shut out. Wait, hold it, no fair, I said. Then I quick tried to squeeze myself between May and Sheldon, but May would not budge herself. I did a grrr face at her. May hissed like a snake. Sss. I stood there very puzzled. I do not actually have a comeback for a hiss. Finally, I went to the other side of the table and I sat down across from them. That dumb May, I grumped to just myself. She keeps getting one step ahead of me today. Plus, Sheldon is one step ahead of me too. I looked across the table. Lucille was whispering to Sheldon very secret. May leaned her head over, but she listened through Sheldon's other ear. Whispers can come right through Sheldon's head, apparently. I put my chin in my hands. I don't stand a chance in this stupid egg hunt, I said to her. He gave me a little pat. Sometimes a little pat is all a friend can do. Only, guess what? Just then, something very nice happened, and it's called Lucille's Nana walked over to where I was sitting, and she sat in a chair at the end of my table. I jumped up, thrilled. Nana, Nana, look, look, it's me, it's Junie B. Jones, and you're sitting right exactly next to me, I shouted. The Nana glanced her eyes at Lucille's mother and daddy. Yeah, I know, dear, I lost the coin toss, she said, kind of annoyed. I sat back down and tickled her arm. This reminds me of when we ate dinner together last year, I said. That was very fun, except I accidentally broke your crystal glass. Remember that, Nana? Huh? Do you? The Nana nodded. Oh, yes, I remember, she said. I thought back. Plus, I accidentally busted your feather pillow, and if I'm not mistaken, I spilled beanie weenies on your expensive linen tablecloth, I said. The Nana looked at me. You're not mistaken, she said back. I smiled and I patted her hand. Good times, I said real soft. May heard me talking. Well, Lucille and I are going to have good times too. Right, Lucille? When I come to swim in your pool, that will really be good times, she said. Sheldon looked at her and grinned. Don't count your chickens before they are hashed, May, he said. The Nana did a little chuckle. I think you mean hatched, dear. It's don't count your chickens before they're hatched, not hashed, she said. Sheldon raised his eyebrows. Really? Are you sure? Because at our house, my Aunt Bunny brings chicken hash for dinner every Sunday. Chicken hash is her specialty. He smiled real proud. Aunt Bunny has a chef in prison, he said. The Nana's face went funny. She lowered her head at the table, and she rested her cheek on her napkin. I leaned my face down next to her. Speaking of bunnies, Lucille said, the Easter bunny should be here today, only I haven't actually seen him yet. And so where is he anyway, Nana? Lucille did a huff. Nosy Junie B. Jones, why did you have to ask the question? My Nana doesn't want to talk about that, do you, Nana? You made a teensy little mistake about the bunny, and you don't want anyone to know about how you almost ruined the party. The Nana did a groan. Lucille kept on talking. My Nana was in charge of hiring the Easter bunny, only instead of hiring the real Easter bunny, she hired a cheap, fake Easter bunny. Right, Nana? The Nana did not reply. Lucille went on. The fake bunny came to our house to get his pay yesterday, only his fur was real matty and the top of his ears were chewed off, but he told Nana that he freshened up nicely. And so Nana gave him cash money in advance, and then he hopped out the front door, and he never came back. The Nana raised her head. Thank you, Lucille. Thank you for sharing that with everyone. You're welcome, Nana, said Lucille, very pleasant. You're welcome. The Nana rolled her eyes. Lucille does not understand sarcastic, I believe. Just then, Lucille's daddy stood up at his picnic table, and he said it was time to go get this show on the road. He held up a silver bell and rang it in the air. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Then, boom, waiters started bringing food from all over the place, and it was the deliciousest food I ever saw. There was barbecued hamburgers and tasty hot dogs and crispy chicken fingers and crunchy salad and yummy potato chips and Swedish pickles. Plus, there were delicious, devilish eggs. Whoa, what a spread, I said. I stuffed a devilish egg in my mouth. Also, I stuffed in a pickle and some chips and a giant chicken finger. I didn't stop stuffing for a real long time. Then, finally, I leaned back and I rubbed my big fat tummy. Whew, I'm about to bust a gusset, I said. Are you Nana, huh? Are you about to bust a gusset too? The Nana frowned her eyebrows. Ladies do not bust gussets, Judy B, she said. I was surprised to hear that information. Really? I said. Then what do ladies bust? Roger raised his hand. At our house, we bust our guts, he said. Herb smiled. At our house, we bust our bottoms, he said. Sheldon stood up. Well, at our house, we just unzip our pants, he said. After that, everyone at the table laughed and laughed, except for not the Nana. Finally, all of us got finished eating, and the waiters took our plates away. And wowee! Lucille's daddy brought out the most beautiful box I ever saw. It was wrapped in shiny yellow paper with twirly curly ribbons. He held it way high in the air so all of us could see. Whoa! Whose birthday is it? I shouted real excited. Lucille jumped up and giggled. That's not a birthday present, Junie B. It's a game prize. Before we hunt for eggs, we're going to play a very fun game. And whoever wins the prize will get the thrill of a lifetime. Right, Daddy? The Daddy smiled. Well, we certainly hope the winner will be thrilled. It's a pretty good prize, we think. Just then, he put the box down. And he pulled a big jar of jelly beans out of a paper bag. This game is called the Jelly Bean Game, he said. Can everyone see all the jelly beans in the jar? We've got lots of colors, don't we? We got reds and yellows and blues and blacks and greens and oranges and whites. He stopped and held up his finger. But, he said, in this whole big jar of jelly beans, there's just one purple one. All of us made a hushy sound. Ooh, we said together. Just one purple one? Daddy smiled. Then he put the jar back in the bag so we couldn't see the colors anymore. Okay, now I'm going to walk around to each picnic table and each of you will have a chance to reach in the jar and pull out a jelly bean. But remember, you may only pull out one, okay? Okay, we hollered. Okay! Lucille hurried over and held up the beautiful box. And remember this, too. The person to pull out the purple jelly bean will get the prize, she said. The thrill of a lifetime. All of us clapped and clapped. Then we bounced and giggled and wiggled and clapped, and we waited for the jelly bean jar to come to us. It was the nervousest wait of a lifetime, I think. Because what if someone got the purple jelly bean before I got my turn? That would ruin the whole entire chance. I put my hands in front of my eyes. Then I peeked through my fingers, and I watched the children pick. Roger's table went first. He picked a red bean. Then Camille picked an orange bean. And Chenille picked a green bean. And Shirley picked a blue bean. My table came next. My heart beat faster. Jose picked a yellow bean. Then Lenny picked a white bean. And May picked another white bean. And Sheldon picked a black bean. And then at last, it was time for me. My heart was pounding like crazy. I bent over and did some deep breathing. The daddy held out the bag to me. I breathed some more. Okay, Junie B, anytime now. I stood up and did a gulp. Then, very slowly, I reached my hands inside the bag and I felt all around for the purple. I wrinkled my eyebrows real curious. What does purple feel like, I wonder? I said to just myself. The daddy said, please hurry up. I swished my fingers through the jar some more. Then, all of a sudden, I felt it. I tell you, I felt purple. I felt roundish and veinish and purplish. I grabbed it real tight. Then I quick pulled my hand right out the jar and opened up my fingers. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? And that's the end of that chapter. Chapter 6, Me and Santa.